Begin the current daf, Masechet Erech and Daf Yud Alef. Begin 7 lines down with the top of the Yemen. The Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which our Mishnah was like the theme of these Mishnayis of our parak regarding minimum and maximums, which we spoke about the minimum amount of flutes that were in the Beis Hamikdash and the maximum. And then we spoke about what are the days that we blow the flutes. And then we said, who exactly blows these flutes? So the Mishnah said, Va'avdi kahanim hoyu b'chulu. There was a three-way machlekes regarding who were the ones that blew the flutes. One opinion says it was the slaves of the Kahanim. One says it was the Levim. One says it was Yisrael Miuchasim. It was pure lineage of Jewish, of regular Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Lema b'hoka mifuka. Let's say this is what they're disagreeing about. The man, the one who says that they were the slaves of Kahanim, k'saver ikashir b'peh, held that the primary song, which is we're going to bring the sources, that there's an obligation of singing the songs during the Avayda in the Beis HaMikdash, that was actually by mouth. That was the songs they would sing with their mouth. The kli lebesumikala hudavida, and the instruments were only to amplify that and make it more beautiful. And therefore, that's not the primary avoid. And that could even be slaves that would be playing the instruments. Madam Levim, are you the ones who said no? It was the Levims who were playing the instruments. Ksavi ikashir bekli held that no, the primary song that had to be played in the Beis HaMikdash was actually with the instruments, and therefore had to be the Levim, because they're the ones, as we're going to shortly bring, are the ones who are obligated to do that avoid of shir in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara of Tisbe, is that logical to say that that's their dispute? But then Rabbi Yisi, the third opinion, who he said that it wasn't Levim and it wasn't the Avdikan, but rather it was Yisraelim Yuchasim, it was pure lineage Yisraelim. Micah Sava, what does he hold? Iksav Ikashir Bepeh, if he holds the primary song is by the mouth, singing with one's lips, Avadim Sagi, then he should hold it should be enough when the slaves of the Kahanim. And Iksav Ikashir Bekli, if he held the primary song is by the instruments, then Levim bin, it shouldn't be enough with Yisrael Miuchasim, it should have to be the Levim. So rather, says the Gemara, Lo'ilm Ksav, really everyone held Ikashir Bepeh. The primary song that was sung by the Levim was with their lips, with the words they would say. The Hacha, and here their machlik is regarding who played the instruments, is b'malin meduchen liyuchasin ulamaisus kamifligi. Their dispute was regarding, do people go ahead and elevate a person that they see playing an instrument on the platform to areas of yichus, of lineage regarding marriage, regarding giving maisus of the tithes which are supposed to be given to Levim? And as the Gemara explains, the one who said that even the slaves of Kahanim played the instruments, Ksavar, he held, Ein Maila Meduchen. We don't elevate someone just simply because we see him on the platform playing the instruments. We don't assume then that he has appropriate lineage to marry, and neither do we assume that he's a Levi to give him Maisus. So you can even have slaves, because we don't run into any problems. Mandam Levim, are you the one who held that? No, the ones who played the instruments with Levim. Because Ksavar, he held Malin Meduchen that we elevated from people that we saw on the platform. Bein liyuchasin, bein lamaisis. People assume, oh, must be a very righteous individual, a pure lineage if he's playing instruments, and also even for the laws of tithes, and that is because people presume that, oh, who does the accompaniment avaydu for the Kahanim? It's the Levim. So they'll assume this person is a Levi, therefore we have to have the ones doing this avaydu with the instruments, even though it's not the primary avaydu, to be Levim. Well, Lamandam Yisraelim, how your corn tribus who held that they were Yisraelim, that miyuchasim, he held malim meduchen leyuchasin v'leilamaisus, that when people see someone on the platform, they assume at least that he has a pure lineage, and therefore they would marry the daughters of that person, but they wouldn't assume that he's a Levi, so therefore they were able to be Yisrael miyuchasim. It can't be the Avdi Kahanim, but neither did it have to be a Levi, because you don't run into problems of Meiser anyway. Now, Tanu Maran Lunda Braisim, continuing on this theme that we said regarding the song that's played by the Karbonis, Hashir Ma'akves HaKarbon de Remeir. Remeir says that the song that's played by the Karbonis, this that they sing the song, is integral for the validity of the Karbon. Achamim, the sages say, no, Ein Ma'akves, it's not integral. Yes, that's an Avaida, but if it's not done, that doesn't withhold the validity of the Karbon. Says, in my time, Remeir, what's the reason, Remeir, that it's Ma'akves? The Amakrek is the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Hashem says, Ve'etnas Levim, that I give the Levim, which, what do Levim do by the Karbanis? They sing the songs. And they're Nesunim La'aron U'Levanav, Metech B'nei Yisrael, they're given over to Aaron and the son from amongst the Jewish people, because the Levim assisted the Kahanim in the Avodah Beis HaMikdash, etc. U'Lechapa B'nei Yisrael, and that to atone on the Jewish people. So we see the Pasuk is equating the Avodah Levim, which is the Shira, to the atonement of a Karban. Ma kapar ma kever, obviously just like atonement is integral for an avaydam, and if you don't do it, then you haven't fulfilled the obligation of the carbon. Afshir ma kever, so to the song is also ma'akav. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan, they say, Nahahu le'idach Rabbi Elazar. That equation is for a different teaching of Rabbi Elazar. Now remember, Elazar, he says, Makapar b'yayim. What we're comparing it for, just like the atonement of a carbon, the Zrikas Adam has to be during the daytime, Avshir b'yayim, also the song has to be during the daytime, but not to teach you that it's me'akiv. Now, Amr Yehuda Mishmuel, he says, Menayin le'ikar shirim enater. Where do we know regarding the primary halacha of having the song sung by the Aveda through the Levium, that that's a biblical law? Shemukin says the pasuk in Devar. It says, V'sheiris b'shem Hashem alakam. They should serve with the name of Hashem, his God. Now, Ezehu shirish b'shem. What's a service done in Beis HaMikdash that's done that where you mention the name of Hashem? Hava'im is Ezehu. That's the song when they're singing the psukim with Hashem's name. And therefore you see the source of the avodah of the shirah. Says Gemara Ve'emen Nasi's Kapayim. Maybe it's referring to the blessings that the Birchas Kehanim do, which also mentions Hashem's name. Says Gemara, no, you can't say that because the fact that the pasuk says in the Devarim, L'sharsei u'levarach b'shmoi, to serve him and to bless him with his name. So Mechlal, the inference is the Birchas Kehanim, the blessing of the Kehanim, that's blessing in his name, is lav shirasi, that's not service because it says L'sharsei u'levarach b'shmoi. So obviously it can't be Nasi's Kapayim, and therefore it's obviously the shira that the Levim sang. Another source of Mas Nama Mehochi brings a pasuk in Devarim. It says that the whole Teichacha, the whole retribution that's mentioned about all the calamities that will befall the Jewish people is Tachas Hashem Le'evadta Es Hashem Le'kecha, because you didn't serve Hashem your God, or terminology of Avodah, B'simcha U'betuv Le'evav, with joy and with goodness of heart. Now says the Gemara, Zehu Avodah, what type of service is She'besimcha U'betuv Le'evav, is with joy and with goodness of heart? Havoyim is Ashira. Obviously that's singing a song, because a person doesn't sing a song only if he first has joy and goodness of heart, like we find the pasuk in Yeshaya that says, "Behold, my servants will sing from goodness of heart." And therefore, that's the source that there was navida that was done by simcha v'tov levav, which is the shira. Says the Gemara, "Emad v'tayra." Maybe it's referring to the words of Tyra. Because it says the pasuk in Tehillim, "Pikudi Hashem Yisharim," the commandments of Hashem are upright, mesamchi lev, they rejoice the heart. So you see that Torah is considered Mesam Chilev, and maybe that's what is the Avodah. It's not referring to Shir, but actually referring to the words of Torah. So the Gemara, no, because Mesam Chilevik, or yeah, from the Pasuk we see that Torah is rejoices the heart, but Toiv, whereas Taizah says, goodness that's near to joy, Lo Yikri Torah is not called that, and therefore that wouldn't qualify for the Pasuk of Tuv Levav, and therefore it must be the Shira. Says Gemara Ve'ema Bikurim, but maybe it's referring to the first fruits that are brought to the base of Mikdash, which then the interpretation of the pasuk would be Tachas Asher, that in place because you didn't bring Bikurim, which is something that Besimcha V'Tuv Levav, because the Chassid, like we find the pasuk in the Varm, says V'Samachta B'Chala Toiv, you'll rejoice with all the good, says Simcha and Toiv. So maybe that's what the pasuk is referring to, and not to the Avodah of the Shira. Says Gemara, no, because Toiv Ikri, yeah, you find this pasuk that Bikurim is called good, but Toiv Levav Ikri is not called goodness of heart. So that wouldn't be a qualifier for that pasuk. That related Amr of Masnei says, "Minayin li bikurim shetu'un shira." Where do we know that the first fruits require a singing a song? Whereas the Gemara says in Masechtas Bikurim, the third parak, says that they would sing Arimimcha Hashem Kedili Sani. They would sing Mizmer Shir Chanukas. How do we know that there's an obligation to sing a song? Because Asi Toiv Toiv Mehacha, where it says over here by Bikurim, it says B'chal HaToiv. And it says by the Shira, which is the source we just brought before, B'simcha B'tuv Levav, just like there it says Toiv, and it's referring to Shira. So over here by the Bikurim, it says Toiv, so it's referring to a song that they had to sing when they brought the first fruits. And this, as the Gemara in, is that really so? That when they bring the Bikurim by the first fruits, they sing Shira? But V'amr B'shemol Bar Nachmanim Rabbi Yonis, and it says, Menayin She'ein Oib M'shira El Alayayin. From where do we know that? No, the song is only sang only when there's wine, which is by the Avodah in the base of Mikdash, by the Nischa Ayayin, when they poured the wine libations by every carbon, that's when they sang the song. In contrast to Bikurim, Bikurim are other fruits than not wine. Shlomo says the pasuk in Shaftim. It says in Sefer Shaftim, "Betoim lehem agefen," that the vine said to all the others, "Hichdalti es tireishi hamasemech elikim v'anoshim." You want me to be the king, but if I become the king, then I'm going to have to stop producing my wine that makes God and people happy. Now the question is, if you understand that wine makes people happy, how does wine make God happy? From here you see, that we only sing the song which, so to speak, makes God happy regarding the spiritual matters, that we sing the song only on wine. Therefore the vine was saying, I can't become king because I need to produce my wine. But one thing we see is that the shira is only on wine, not on Bikurim. Says the Gemara, yeah, but still Meshkachas, you could have, by Bikurim, shira on wine, could the Tanya Rabbi, like Rabbi Yisrael Torah to Braisa. Priyata maybe, that the obligation of Bikurim is to bring it as a fruit. Because by Bikurim it says, Meresh is pre, from the first of the fruits. So you have to bring it as a fruit. Viyata maybe mashkin, you can't bring it as a beverage, as a liquid. Now, Hevi anavim, how do we know? If let's say someone brought grapes to the courtyard for Bikurim, V'derachan, and there he pressed it, Minayim, from where do we know that he's fulfilled his obligation, even though now it's grape juice, it's wine? Tamalei Metavi, it says, Asher Tavi Me'aretzecha, what you bring from your land, which sounds like in any situation, even if you pressed it and it's in wine, so you'll have the grape juice, you'll have the wine, and then you could say Shira, so you find Bikurim could qualify as Shira, and therefore you see that Shira could apply to Bikurim too. Another source for Chizkiyama Mahacha, he says, a source regarding this that was saying that the halacha of this, the Levim having to sing Shira, that is a biblical law, we find the source in Divrei Yamim Aleph. It says, Chananyahu Sar HaLevim, and the Gemara says, B'masa, his name was Chananyahu, who is the leader of the Levim regarding carrying, and the Gemara says, Yasser B'masa, he led regarding the carrying, Kimevenu, because he's a person of understanding. Says the Gemara, Al Tikri Yasar with a Samach, which is what the Girsa is, that he leads, El Yashir, which is like a sin, which is like a shin, rather that he sings. So Nasa carrying doesn't mean literally carrying, but it means like Nasias Koil, lifting up one's voice in song. So you see that Leviim had this Avoida of singing the songs in the Beis HaMikdash. Balvati, which was the name of a sage, Amar B'yechon, and he says Mahacha, from a Pasuk in Bamidbar. It says in the Pasuk, La'avod avoidas avoida, to serve the service of the service. Now, Ezeu avoida, shetzrich avoida. What's a service of service? Meaning a service that needs another avoida to fulfill this avoida. Havayim is Zushira. That tells us that that is the singing of the song, which that needs the avoida of the carbon, because the Shira is only sung when the wine of the libations of the carbon were being poured, like the Pasuk says by Midbar Yud, with the Kata Mechatzai, says, Alo Leisechem. When would they blow the trumpets and sing the song? That was when the carbon oil was being sacrificed with its Nesachem. Therefore, that's a source for the halacha of the Shira. Bitzchukama Mahachi brings it from a Pasuk in Tehillim. It says, So'u, lift up, which we said that's the terminology by, it says by the Vaidal Vim, Zimra song, Usnu Saif, and give the drums, Kiner Nam, Im Novel, the beautiful harp, the sweet harp with the navel. You see again that the carrying refers to of the Avodah Leviim regarding singing the songs and playing the instruments. Nachma Yitzchok HaMohachi brings the Pasuk in Yeshaya. The Gemara says, Hema Yisu Kailim. Again, lifting up, that the Leviim would do, lifting up their voice. You're right, they would sing, Begoyin Hashem, in the might of Hashem, Tzahalumayim, by the might of the water, which means to say that they would be mighty in their song in the Beis HaMikdash, more than the might of the waters by the Yamsuf, which they also sang Shira there. That's referring to the Shira that they would sing in the Beis HaMikdash. Now says the Gemara, B'tana Ma'is L'Mahacha. A Tana brought from the source that the primary halacha, that there's an obligation of Shira from the Torah, from Pasuk in Bamidbar. It says, B'levnei Kahas Le'Nasim, that although all the other sons of Levi, all the other families, they had wagons to be able to do their service in assisting in the construction and dismantling of the Mishkan and all its different elements. But for the sons of Kos, it wasn't given for them wagons. Because they had the service of the holy elements, which was the Aron and all those other things. But Kos of Yisau, they carried on their shoulders. They didn't have it carried in the wagon. Now, the question is, Mimash Meshnem Abakasav, and the fact that the Pasuk says it was on their shoulders, any day she used to, don't I know that they carried it? If it's on your shoulder, you're carrying it. Matam Alem Yisou, so what does it teach when it says that Yisou? Ain Yisou Elalosh and Shira, that Yisou is not referring to carrying the arm, rather it's referring to the song that they would sing. Because V'cheinu Oimer, like it says in the Pasuk, Su'u Zimra, lift up the song, Usnu Seif, and give the drums, V'Oimer, and so to it says, Yisou Kailim Yirayin the V'Gaimer, that lift up your voice and sing, etc. So we see that the Yisou is referring to the singing the songs that Levim would do in the Beis HaMikdash. Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Amma Mahacha. He brought it from the Pasuk in Shemais. It says, Moshe Dava. And this is said by Matan Torah. Moshe spoke. V'lekim yanenu b'koil. And God responded to him in voice. Now, what does it mean, b'koil? As it continues to Medbeis, Al iske koil. Because of the concept of the voice, meaning that Hashem commanded him to sing because Moshe was a Levi. And therefore, you see again the source for this idea about Levim singing the song. V'ashem Mahachi says the Pasuk in Divrei Yamim Beis. It says, V'hi ka'achad, it was as one, with that unity, l'machatzitzrim u'l'mesherim, for those who blew the trumpets, and for those who sang the song, l'ashmi kolecha, to make one voice, which, just like we find the pasuk, that there was a biblical halacha of the trumpets, u'sikata machatzitzis aloy l'seichem, so too we find being compared to the mesherim, which we find that there is a biblical element about singing the song, the shirim in that term. Rabbi Yehuda Samahacha, he brings a pasuk in Bamidbar. Says there in the pasuk that you should make a safeguard of all the vessels of the whole oil of the Mishkan, that although Levim are part of the Avoda, but to the holy vessels and to the altar they shouldn't come near. Meaning, although they're involved in helping and assisting the Kana, but to do the actual Avoda, that the Levim are not supposed to do. And then V'lo Yemusu, then they're not going to die. Gam Heim, also them, meaning Levim, by not doing the Avoda on the Mizbeach. Gam Atem, also you. Now, which is teaching, ma'atem, just like you, meaning, because the pasuk is actually referring to the kahanim, and saying, you're going to have the levim assisting you, but make sure levim don't do the actual avaida, and that they won't die, and also you won't die. So we're learning, just like you, meaning, is b'avaidus mizbeach, you can do the service by the altar, af heim b'avaidus mizbeach, also this, what they do, is also regarding the service by the altar. Now, we don't find levim ar kasha do the avaidus mizbeach, but the shira, but the singing of the song. So again, you see that the source that Levim would sing a song by the Avoda. Tamahok is similar in the Braisa. Says in the pasuk that we just quoted, V'loy Musa, that they won't die, gam him, gam atem, also them and also you. Which teaches us that the equation, atem b'shelehem, meaning you regarding them, meaning you the Kahanim, if you're going to go out and do the Avoda that Levim do, for example, let's say a kohen decides he's going to sing the song, or V'heim b'shelehem, them in your Avoda. If a Levi is going to go ahead and do the Avoda of the Karbanos on the Mizbech like a Kayan, so then the Misa, they're going to die. And that's the Pasuk saying, make sure you don't do theirs and they don't do yours, and then V'lo Yemusu. But if you do, then either one of you will die. However, Heim B'Shalahem, them in theirs, meaning Levim have two different departments. If you have a Levi that sings the song, that he's going to close the doors, or a Levi that closed the doors is going to sing the song, because Levim are separate into two different departments. One that closed the doors and one that sing the songs, one called Mishai Eir, one called Mishai Reir. Then Ein B'Misa, then they won't die. Ela Basar, then they just have a prohibition. Which Rashi says, not clear where that is, but Tesis brings Pasuk Bamid Berchas, that there's Lishma Mishmeres of Avodah Layav, like it says, Kachatas Levim Mishmeresim, that each Mishmer does what he's supposed to do, but he's not supposed to do what another Mishmer does. However, Amar Abaya, Abaya disagrees with the previous Braisa that says that in the Levim's different departments, if they do the other ones, they're not going to have the death penalty. Because as we're going to bring shortly on, there's a Tana that disagrees with that Braisa, and Abaya is saying like that Tana. He says, like, Tina, we have a tradition, Mishai Rei, one of the singers of the Levim, Sheshir B'Shal Chaver, who closes the doors with, that's his friend's service, B'Misa, that he gets the death penalty. Someone says the pasuk in Bamidbar says v'achayim lefnei haMishkan, that those who rest in front of the Mishkan, the tabernacle, kaidma lefnei el mayid, to the east of the el mayid, begayim, etc. Says v'azahar karav yumas, and the foreigner who comes near to do that avaida, like closing the doors and doing the service, he's going to die. Now, my zar, what do I mean when we say a foreigner? Ilim azar mamash, I mean literally a foreigner, meaning not a Levi at all, but rather Yisrael. Haksiv chadazim. It already says one time in that parsha that a zar is not allowed to come there and do the avaida, which also refers to the avaida Levim. Allah, rather, isn't it talking about Zara Do'is Avaida, a foreigner of that Avaida, which is even a different Levi who sings the songs. If he's going to go ahead and close the gates, then he's also going to get the death penalty. But Mesvi, the Gemara asked Nabai from the following Braisa, the Braisa says clearly not like him. It says, Meshayrir Shashirir, the singer who closed the gates, or Meshayrir Shashirir, or the closer of the gates that sings the songs, Einan B'Misa Elabasar, does not get the death penalty, only has a prohibition. Says the Gemara, Tanoi, you're right, it's a Machlekes Tanoi. Tanoi, like we learned the Braisa. What's Machlekes Tanoim? Ma'isi Rabbi Shur Rabbi Chananya. It was in Rabbi Shur Rabbi Chananya. Shaholach l'sayeya b'hagovar d'losses. He went to assist in the closing of the gates in the Beis HaMikdash. Eitz Rabbi Yechon ben Gudgudya. Where both Rabbi Shur and Yechon ben Gudgudya were Levim. Amalai. So then Yechon said to him, B'ni, my son, chazor l'acharecha, go back to where you came from. Sha'atim min ha-mashayrim. You're from the Levim who sing the songs. V'lay min ha-mashayrim. But you're not from those who are supposed to close the gates. Says the Gemara, my labo kemilfagi. Isn't this what they were disagreeing about? The Mar, that Yechim and Gudgudgo suffer, he held that a singer that closed the gates, Misahi, gets the death penalty when he closes the gates by himself. And for Kazab Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan made Gzeira, even if he's just coming to assist, that he shouldn't go ahead and come to do it by himself, which then he'll get the death penalty. Where Amar Savi Rishua held that no, even when he does it by himself, at most it's Azhari, it's just a prohibition, which was like a Baya. And therefore they didn't make a rabbinic decree when he's coming to just assist. So seemingly that this is a machlekes tanaim. So the Gemara, no, actually the kulam azharhi, we could even say from this incident, that actually both of them were saying like Abaya, that even when he does it by himself, it's just a prohibition, not like the previous braisa that is death. But Marsa Rabbi Yechanan held Misayeh Gazib Rabbanan, even though the whole thing is by itself is even just a prohibition, but still the Rabban made a decree when he's coming to assist. Marsa Bla Gazib Rabbanan, and wherever, whereas Rabbi Shua held that, no, they didn't make a decree if he's coming to just assist, and therefore he was coming to help and assisting because he wasn't doing it by himself. Boyer Bavin, going back to the topic about the Shira that's done by the Karbanas, Eilas Nidvas Tzibur, Karban Eila, that's a donation from the whole Jewish people. How is that? For example, let's say what's called the Kaitz HaMizbeach, which is the dessert of the altar, which is when they would have these boxes in the Beis HaMikdash, where people would put the leftover monies from Karmachatz and Ashram, which weren't used anymore, that excess money, they would put in these boxes, and they would use that excess money to bring the Nedavos, which was considered an oilless Nedav, which totally burned the Mizbeach, from the Tzibur, where they would sacrifice those Karbanas. To Unishira, do Levim have to sing the song then? Like Eina to Unishira, or do they not have to sing the song? As the Gemara explains, the Pasuk says that with the katan bechatzoyt says that you should blow the trumpets al oiloi seichem amrachman. The Torah says on your oilois in the plural, which they would play the trumpets, which is when they would have to sing the song. So what does it mean in the plural your oilos? Achas oilos chayvav, achas oilos nedava. Every carbon oilah, whether the obligatory ones like the carbon tumet of every day, and even the oilos nedava. Idema oilos seichem. Maybe this says in the plural your oilois. Is the Kuli Yisrael Kamrachmanah. It's just saying that from the whole Jewish people, in contrast to an individual's, but it's still only referring to the Karbanas Chayva and not an Eilis Nidvas Tzibur. So as the Gemara Tashmat is being arrived from a Pasuk in Devar Yom and Beis. Pasuk says, V'yemi Chizkiyah, Chizkiyah said, which sounds like, as we'll see from the Pasuk, that he was asking, he was consulting, Lahalis Ha'ilin, the Gemara says, Laham Mizbeach, to bring up the totally burnt offering on the altar. Ube'es heichel ha'ila, when they started sacrificing the ha'ila, heichel shir Hashem. Then, because it says v'yemich hizkir, like as if he's consulting, heichel shir Hashem, they started the song of Hashem, v'chatzaitzis, with the trumpets, and the gear says, v'al yidei klei David melech Hazon, and with the vessels of David, the king of the Jewish people. Now, hai shir ma'ya vadita, what was this song they were singing by this carbon? If you think it was one of the regular obligatory karbanas ha'ila, so lamalim luchi, so why did he have to request and consult, like he had to tell them? What do we tell them? Everyone knows the halacha. Elav the oilas nedava. Obviously, it was a donated carbon oil, and he was consulting. Should they sing? And what does the pasuk say? Heichel shir Hashem. That the court ruled that they should sing. So you see about oilas nedvas tzibur that they did sing the song. So Rav Yisus says, "Lay no oilas rish chaydish ava." It's actually the carbon musav that's brought by the oilas rish chaydish, which is oilas chayva. So. Well, then obviously he sing the song. No, but Kamibayla, what he was asking when he was saying that he was saying to sing the song was Mihukva Rish Chedesh Bizmani Dilikrim. Was Rish Chedesh set in its designated time that now is Rish Chedesh, that today is the designated day, because sometimes it could be a day late, that it should be sacrificed, and then we're going to sing the song? Oilai, or should we not bring the Musaf to sing the song? That was his question, but it was Oilas Chayva. And that I'm like, Baya asked, well, Mimetziz Amr Hochi, could you say that it was Oilish Rish Chedesh? But Vexiv, the Pasuk says, previously, by Yom Shisha Asla Chedesh Rishon Begomer, it was on the 16th day of the first month, Vayom Chizkiyah Lahalas Oila Lahamez Beach. So it was the 16th day, it wasn't Rish Chedesh. So Elam Rami Bereder of Yeve says, Keves HaBoima Oimer Kamibailu. His question was regarding the lamb that comes with the carbon Oila, which that is an obligatory carbon that's brought on the 16th of Nisan. And his question was, even though it's Oila Scheva, is Mikava Resh Chedesh Bizmane Delikrim, was Resh Chedesh in its designated time, meaning on the 30th day versus, let's say, 31st day, that, oh, today's the 16th of Nisan, and therefore you have to bring the carbon Oila, that's a Scheva of the Oimer, and we're going to sing the song? Oila or not? Tosh Maskelor Vavi says that you're saying he was asking because he wasn't sure when Rish Chedesh was to say, is this the 6th of Nisan? Let him see a few days ago, when did they bring the carbon Pesach, which is sacrificed on the 14th of Nisan? Matzah Hechacha, how did they eat the carbon matzah? What, you don't know? You just had the Seder night. What do you mean? Of course he knew. Elam Ravashi, rather Ravashi says that you're right. This that he was consulting wasn't because he was in doubt. Because most definitely he knew when Rish Chedesh was established. Rather, he was just taking permission. Midid hava shlicha di tzibur, just like the one in charge of the tzibur, the mimlech, that he first opens up and he takes permission from the tzibur, rabbeisai, mevelam bench, like he's taking permission, like therefore that's the same thing he was doing, but of course he knew when Rish Chedesh was, but it's still a l'scheva of the oimer. Says the Gemara, Hashda Aslahachi, once you said that, Afil Tema Oilas Chayva, then you could even say that it's talking about the regular obligatory carbon tumen that's brought every single day, Hava Oilas Chayva. And me did have a Shlecha de Tzibur, the Mimlech. And it's just like that, which, like you're saying, anytime you bring a carbon Chayva, then you're just consulting and say, okay, shall we do this? But it wasn't a doubt, and therefore the Shir was saying, but again, but not because it was Oilas Nedvas Tzibur, it was a regular Oilas Chayva. So the Gemara says, Tashma Tzbinga Raya, from the following Braisa. He says, Megalglin Schus Liam Zakai, that Hashem brings about that a meritorious thing happens on the meritorious day. Like, for example, we were redeemed in Nisan, and then in the future we're going to be redeemed in Nisan too. So to v'chayv liyim chayv. Bad things happen on a bad day. Amru, they said, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed the first time, that was the ninth above. It was after Shabbos, meaning it was on Sunday. It was after Shemitah year, meaning it was in the eighth year. It was in one of the 24 Mishmaris of that of the family of Yayarv of the Kahanim. The Kahanim and the Levim were standing on the platform and they were singing Shira. What song were they singing? Hashem returns on them their plot. And with their evil he cuts them down. Which that's a pasuk in Tehillim in the Mizmor of Kel Nekamas Hashem. Now, they didn't get a chance to say the words yet. Hashem that Hashem our God will cut them down until the enemy already came and conquered them. And the chayim b'shneir. Same thing happened by the second Beis HaMikdash because bad things happen at the same way on the same day. Now, says the Gemara, Hai Shir Ma'i V'detei, this song that they were singing at the time of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, what utility was that for? If they were singing it when they were bringing in the obligatory Korban Olah, Mihavya, on Tisha B'Av, when they were singing that song, were the Korbanos Tamid? But B'Yadzayim B'Tamid, Batlat Tamid, already on the 17th of Tamid, the daily sacrifice ceased to be brought, because they didn't have any more lambs, because the siege was laid to Yerushalayim, and there was no one coming and going, there was no way to get animals into Yerushalayim. Obviously, it was a donated carbon oila, and you see that there's shira by oilas nadava. So, if it's tizber, is that logical? Then, what do you mean? You're saying there was no more obligatory oilas, that of the Talmud, because they didn't have. So, what's the difference by a donated carbon oila that they had? You said there were no lambs around, so how'd they even have oilas nadava? So, that's not difficult, because Ben Bokker, akroi ba'am hudeis ramilu, they encountered on a young calf. Which they just happened to find, and that day they brought a carbon eilis nadava, which is not fit to be brought as a carbon tamid, because that needs to be a lamb, but it's fit to be eilis nadava. So you see eilis nadava that the shira we sing, and that amarava v'tem some say Ravashi, it says no. But tisber, is that logical to say that what they were singing then was a bona fide shira, the song that's supposed to be sung on a carbon that you want to prove that even though eilis nadava we sing the shira? But Shira D'Yayme, the song of that day, which we said was when the day of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash of Tisha B'Av was on the Sunday, Lashem Aretz Umalaya, that song is supposed to be Lashem Aretz Umalaya, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Dav Lamanav Aman Aleph, that the Shira of Yom Rishon is Lashem Aretz Umalaya. And that Pasuk, V'yashav Aleim HaSayim, that they were singing, B'Shir D'Arba B'Shabbosu, that's the song that's sang on a Wednesday of Kel Nekamas Hashem. Ella, rather, says Ravo, or is it Ravashi, that's not a Raya at all. Because Eli Ilyu Ba'alma, it was just a lamentation that Hudinafal Hubabamaya that fell into their mouth, as that verse they were singing was very ominous regarding the destruction of the Jewish people and not their enemies, and therefore there's no raya whatsoever to prove that it was a shira that was singing on the Oilas Nadavas Tzibur, because it wasn't, or Oilas Nadavas, that there was Oilas Nadava, because it's not even a regular shira that they were singing. And that has to come up, but it says that it was standing on the platform. Which sounds like that's where they sing the Shira. So the Gemara, Kedrish Lakish, Dama, he says, Ay Mishalay al carbon. No, you could sing a song, even not on the carbon. So there was not a riot that they were singing the Shira on the carbon, because it wasn't even the Shira song that you're supposed to sing that day. Says the Gemara, but if that's the case, that you're saying that even not on the carbon they could sing a Shira, so then, Ba'ilis Nadav and Nami Lema. So then, you're back to answer Rebavin's question. So then, for sure, that in a donated carbon oila, you could sing the Shira. So that answers the question. Even without a carbon, you're saying you can sing a shira. For sure, oilas nidvas tzibur. Says the Gemara, no, actually, it's worse, oilas nidvas tzibur, because nothing mene churva. It actually would be destructive, because this whole halacha of Rish Lakish is rishos, that they're allowed to. Now, if you're going to say that oilas nidava, that you would also be allowed to, we might come to say then that also obligatory oilas is also rishos. So therefore, we don't allow to sing a song at all with a nidava at all. So the Gemara says, Samahavallah. So what's the conclusion regarding this question of Rebavin? Do they sing the Shira on the Oilas Nedav Sibur or only on Oilas of Achaiva? Says the Gemara Toshimal, it's being a Raya, because the Tani Rav Mori Bri Davkani taught the following Braisa. As I said, the Pasuk says, Usekata Mechatzai says that you should blow your trumpets, which that's when they would sing the song, Al Oilas Seichim Val Zivche Shalmechim, on your carbon Oila and on your carbon Ishlam. Now, the Pasuk is equating the Oila to the Shlam and the Shlam to the Oila regarding the singing of the song. So we see ma'ayla, just like the carbon ayla, which is mentioned over here, is kaddish. Kaddishim is the holiest of the holies, because you don't have an ayla that's not considered from the higher categories of kabbalas of kaddishim. So af shlam. So therefore, it must be that the shlam that's mentioned here too, that requires a song by the shlam, is also kaddish kaddishim. It's also referring to a kaddishim type of a shlam. Now you don't have a shlam that's kaddishim besides the kivsi atzeres, the lambs that are burned on shavuos, which they are shami tzibur. Their shlam that the tzibur brings, which it says in the pasuk in Yikach of Gimel, kaddish yu l'Hashem l'kain. They're considered kaddishim. Now, therefore, that's the only shlam that you sing the song, the shira. But then the comparison works the reverse too. So, umash shlam, so then, just like we find the shlam that's mentioned over here regarding singing the song, kavu lehem zman has a designated time, because he's saying it's only referring to the shlam of kivsi atzeres, which has a designated time of being brought on shavuos. Af oila, so then also the oila that's mentioned over here regarding singing the song is also that's kavu lehazman, that has a set designated time, which that excludes the nedava of the tzibur, which doesn't have a set time. It's only whenever there's an open slot, then they slaughter the nedva tzibur. And rather, like the oilas chayv, which has a set time, like the karman tamid that's brought every single day. Therefore, we see that actually the oilas nedva tzibur does not have the shir of the levim sung on it when those karbanos are brought.